Her, she wanted to take a bath, and Mama got the tub, you know, went out and got the tub, brought it in. We always always take a bath in the kitchen. Even when I was a little boy, you took a bath in the kitchen, and the reason you did it, because the old wood stove was there, and that's what you used for heat. If it's cold, I usually got in and took a bath, and the old wood stove would keep you warm, you know, while you're taking a bath.
Was it cold enough for heat?
No, you know, that's a funny thing. We're both about lived out our life, and neither one of us has ever seen snow. She's never seen snow, and I never seen snow. And it's something you won't find much of, is a genuine, typical Florida cracker. Now, we are genuine, typical Florida crackers. Her granddaddy and my granddaddy both in the Civil War, from the South, fought in the Civil War, and they fought in the same army. And I didn't know her granddaddy, or I didn't know her people until we were great big kids. I mean, going to school.
And, is that where y'all met?
Yeah, we met in school. We were going to grammar school, I guess you'd call it. I was in, I don't know, about, probably a couple of grades ahead of her. I come out of school, and she's still going to school, and I'd been out working. Mm-hmm. But we actually wasn't sweethearts at school. I mean, I knew her in school. I went to school with her. I went to school, same school she did. But we didn't even have being sweethearts, you know, in school, sweethearts or nothing like that. We didn't have no idea. But the way after, I was out of school, I guess, a good many years. Before I dated her. And back in the day, our little old town where we was going to school, it was kind of building up, and a lot of people moving in. But her granddaddy and my granddaddy fought in the same army together. But we didn't know it at that particular time. We found out afterwards. But anyway, we used to have, we got to Dayton, we used to have parties. We used to have what we call pound parties. You know, somebody said, well, we're going to have a pound party Friday night. And you carried a pound of crackers, or a pound of cake, or a pound of candy. It was a pound cup party. Whatever you want to carry, you carried it. And that's where I got to Dayton there, you know. Next thing you know, we decided we'd just get married.
Cute. And people would call you sweethearts when you were dating?
Huh?
They would call you sweethearts when you were dating?
Yeah. You said a lot of sweet nothings, you know. And after we got married, of course she never did. She wasn't allowed to. She wasn't allowed to date. Everybody was surprised that I could go to the house. Get in the character of church. That's the only place we had to go to church. You know, we'd go to church. And I'd walk her back home. But everybody around the country knew her daddy real well, and he was all strict. And they were surprised that I would do it, that I had the nerve to do it. Yeah, we talked it over, and we went together a couple of years, I guess, longer than that, study all the time, and I'd go to church with her all the time. So we decided we'd get married, and so I said, well, I'll go ask the old man for you can. So I went down there, and I said, the old man, he's working way back down in